Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Independent Republic of Mike Graham right here on Talk Radio. We're live from College Green down in Westminster where the gremlins are attacking our tent are almost as bad as the Tory backbenchers attacking Theresa May. I have to tell you, I'm joined, however, by John Whittingdale, former Cabinet Minister. Apologies for the technical difficulties, John. Welcome to the show. I know you've got to rush off very shortly. Tell us, please, what is going to happen at 6 o'clock tonight as all the Tories start filing into room 14.
Well, I'm afraid that's the one thing I just don't know. All we do know is that over 48 of my colleagues, including myself, have submitted letters asking for this vote. But one thing which all history has shown is that a lot of members of Parliament may tell you one thing, but quite often do something completely different. So we'll have to wait and see.
No, indeed. I mean, I was likening, and I hope you won't mind me saying so, the rats to the sinking ship analogy, because, of course, if you're a Tory MP now, you want to be on the right side of history. You don't want to be made to look a fool by trying to dislodge a Prime Minister and failing. But by the same token, you don't want to be part of somebody, a group of people trying to save her if, in fact, she's going down. And not many Tory Prime Ministers have survived this kind of pooch, have they?
Well, I mean, we haven't had these circumstances before.
Yeah.
The only previous time when the 48 letters triggered a contest was when we were in opposition and Ian Duncan Smith was leader. But, I mean, it shouldn't be about personal advancement or what's going to benefit careers. It's about something much more important. I mean, Brexit is the biggest issue facing the country. In my view, Theresa May is taking us in the wrong direction. The deal cannot get support, and therefore I've reluctantly reached the conclusion we had to have a new leader who would make a fresh start.
Now, just from the point of view of sort of parliamentary procedure, Brexit is now kind of in abeyance, isn't it, while this vote goes on. I mean, if, for example, the vote goes against Theresa May tonight, and we should find out, and you'll hear it live on Talk Radio around about 9 o'clock, if that turns out to be the case, the Brexit sort of sharabang, if you like, is partly shunted down the road a bit, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily. At the moment, we have a law in place which says that we leave the European Union on the 29th of March.
Uh-huh.
For that to change, we would need a repeal of the law. Now, if there were a new leader who sought a different type of deal, which is what I would like to see, and I think it would require us to postpone for a few months in order to get that deal. And I think the European Union would be open to that if we went and said, look, we would like to have a deal, but we just need that time to get one. Otherwise, we have to leave without a deal.
Yeah.
But it does require a change of law. And to some extent, whatever happens tonight doesn't change the fact that at the moment we are heading to leave on the 29th of March.
And they have already offered, have they not, a sort of a three-month extension of Article 50 should we require that. So we presumably can go and ask for that at any point.
Well, it is in everybody's interest. I mean, I am willing to leave without a deal if we can't get the right deal, as Theresa May famously said.
Yes.
No deal is better than a bad
deal. Funnily enough, I was watching Channel 4 last night where they also played out her famous beseeching of the country to remain in the European Union.
Indeed.
Which looked all the more ironic now.
Well, I'm afraid one of the problems has been that I don't think the Prime Minister really believes in Brexit, and she's seen it as a task to try and mitigate the effects, whereas for those of us who campaign to leave, Brexit offers huge opportunities, but I think we need somebody who sees that and will fight to obtain them.
Yes, indeed. Now, as far as the feelings within the Conservative Party at the moment go, the last time we were looking to see whether the 48 number would be reached, it wasn't reached. Jacob Rees-Mogg and his European group were sort of roundly criticised and mocked, in a way, for not even being able to raise that number of people to vote against Theresa May and have no confidence in her. I mean, tonight, for example, would you say that the feelings since then have changed? Are there more Tory MPs who are likely to side with you, if you like?
Well, I do think that Monday was a sort of utter humiliation. To see the government saying right up until sort of the last minute, oh no, this vote is going ahead, and for the Prime Minister then to pull the vote and have to come to the House of Commons and basically offer very little different.
Yeah.
And I think that caused huge anger and frustration right across Parliament, and I think that for many people, probably proved the final straw.
No, indeed. And also, yesterday was a kind of humiliation for Theresa May as well. I mean, culminating, you don't wish to make trivia out of these things, but culminating in not actually even being able to get out of the car when she arrived to meet Angela Merkel. It was, as many people said, a kind of scene from the thick of it, wasn't it?
Well, the Prime Minister and I feel sorry for her in this respect. She's always had bad luck. I mean, you go back to the Conservative Party conference and the, you know, slogan falling off the wall behind her. She's never been lucky as a politician.
No, she hasn't. And you do need a bit of luck to be a politician successfully as well. But, I mean, the point is watching her sort of careering around in Europe, going to Holland for breakfast, you know, going over to Germany for lunch and then popping back towards Brussels later on, and apparently getting nothing really. I mean, when we were watching her this morning, waiting for her to come out of Downing Street, I mean, I sort of had this often recurring thought that the tree was just going to fall over as she started talking. Do you know what I mean? And she really has reached... I mean, there is a time as well when politicians reach the end of the road. I called for her to resign last Friday, funnily enough, and it just doesn't seem as though she's hanging on in there for any other reason than her own tenacity.
Well, I think if she had been charging around Europe trying to get a different kind of deal, trying to get them to accept that this agreement as it stands will simply not pass, then she would have got a lot more support.
Yeah.
The problem is, as she said on Monday, oh, well, she's going to get a few reassurances. And I think for those of us who have profound difficulty with this agreement, reassurances are not enough.
No, indeed. She only has to win by one vote tonight to retain the leadership for another year. However, is there an opportunity, or would you say if her victory is only by a narrow margin, will there be something else that people can do to dislodge her?
Well, if she wins, then she wins. But, I mean, I would simply point to you at... I was political secretary to Margaret Thatcher at the time when Margaret Thatcher stood down following a vote in the parliamentary party, which she actually won.
Yeah.
She didn't win by enough under the rules at that time, so it had to go to a second ballot. But she got a majority. But she said, if there are that number of people who cannot support me as Prime Minister, then for the good of the party and the country, I ought to stand down.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think, you know, it will be for the Prime Minister to look at the figures and reach her own judgment.
Can you envisage a point at which she might do that, though? Because as determined and as popular a figure was Margaret Thatcher was, I mean, Theresa May is not that person. And she seems to be, people use the word resilient, I mean, she seems to now be just absolutely obstinate and obdurate and unwilling to move.
Well, I mean, that's certainly been the position regarding her pursuit of this deal at a time when it became obvious to everybody else that it was never going to work. But well, we'll need to wait and see what happens this evening.
And are you frightened, last of all, that you might be ushering in a Corbyn Labour government by making this move?
Well, a general election only happens if Parliament votes either in a vote of confidence on the government or for an election under the Fixed Term Parliaments Act. And there is no reason why that should happen. I don't think anybody wants a general election, and the majority against. The risk, actually, is if the deal went through and the DUP then withdrew their support, which means the government no longer have a majority. So I actually think there is a stronger risk of an election if this deal were to pass than if it doesn't.
Okay. John, thank you very much indeed for your time. Appreciate it. John Whittingdale there, former government minister himself, MP for Maldon. And, of course, he has himself ushered in one of those 48 letters to the 1922 committee meeting tonight, voting tonight between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spectator.
the Independent Republic of Mike Graham. We're live from College Green down in Westminster. Parliamentary sovereignty is at stake today. We're going to have Prime Minister's questions, of course, at midday. We'll bring you all of that as it happens. We want to hear from you as well, though, because we're hearing from an awful lot of MPs, an awful lot of people who are going to vote in that vote tonight, the secret ballot inside the 1922 committee, committee room 14 inside the Houses of Parliament. Will Theresa May be voted out of office? Will she get a vote of no confidence from the large section of the Tory party who don't want her around anymore? I think she should be kicked out. I don't think she's got any use left in her. She says she's going to fight it with tooth and nail. Sean says she's always said she won't quit. If she wins the vote, it's worth asking these MPs who have sent letters in if they will resign their seats if she stays. We just heard from Grant Shapps. He says, like an awful lot of Tory MPs, he's going to decide precisely what to do about voting when he's heard her speech at 5 o'clock. She will also, of course, be answering questions at PMQs from 12. Let's go back to the phones now, though, and you can join in the debate, of course, 0344 499 1000. Judith is in Somerset. Hello, Judith.
Hello there. Listening to Grant Shapps just makes me even more angry. He doesn't get it at all, does he? He doesn't get the fact.
He doesn't seem to.
This woman has had 2.5 years to negotiate this deal, and she has failed utterly and reduced this country to this unedifying spectacle.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right, Judith. She has run out of road. She has had plenty of opportunity to sort the situation out. The idea that she went back to Europe yesterday, to me, was a massive humiliation for this country, don't you think?
I couldn't agree more, but she's done that all the way through. My dog could have done better negotiations than her.
Yes, I know. And so really, there is only one solution, isn't there?
On the table and say, now, what else do you want me to give you? Which is what she's done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's your feeling, Judith? Would you like to see her out of a job and then see somebody else try and renegotiate, or should we just get out?
Out. We voted out, and that is what they have to deliver. All this project fear about WTO rules does not frighten people in the least.
No.
And
I think, listen, Judith, I think you're absolutely right.
What to remember is, if they don't get rid of her tonight, she's dead anyway. She won't survive beyond Christmas. There'll be a vote of no confidence in her brought by Corbyn before Christmas. The DUP will probably side with him, and we'll bet those Tory MPs will be facing a general election with her as leader, and the Tories will not win it. And I speak as a Tory.
I know, it's a shocking state of affairs, but listen, Judith, thank you very much indeed for your call. I want to hear from more of you, of course, 0344 499 1000. Nick is in Durham. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Mike. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm sort of fair to middling, I would say. I'm worried that the Tories are not going to have the backbone to get rid of Theresa May, and we're going to be stuck with her until January.
Well, I think it could be worse, mate. I'm really sorry. I loved your previous speaker, Judith. I thought she was fantastic. I agree with her completely.
Yes.
I'm going to mention a name. It may not be familiar to many of your listeners, but I'll say it anyway. Ramsay MacDonald. In 1931, Ramsay MacDonald headed up a national government for, I think it was 4.5 years, with a minority of Labour MPs and the support of the Conservatives, who were then the opposition. And I think Mrs. May is so ruthless that she would far rather split the Tory party and say that in the national interest she was going to form a national government. I think she would then try and withdraw the whip from the Tory MPs who didn't support her, and she would do some deal with Labour and the opposition parties, either to soften Brexit as much as possible or even cancel it altogether. And this would all be presented as being in the national interest. Every time you hear her say that, every time you hear a cabinet minister say that, just bear in mind that I know it's a nightmarish possibility, but I think she is that ruthless, I think she might try it. So even if she loses the vote tonight, then I think that's what she would go for. She'd say, in the national interest, I'm going to form a national government.
Well, if she loses, If she loses the vote tonight, Nick, she has no choice, really, but to resign. She will stay in position as Prime Minister until such time as a new Prime Minister is elected inside the Tory party. But if she loses the vote tonight, which I'm not sure she will definitely no longer be the person calling the tune. But what you're absolutely right to say what you've just said, because this morning, standing outside Downing Street, of course, she vowed to carry on, to fight with everything she's got, and also vestige, the last bastion of a scoundrel, really, to go for that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I think she's that ruthless, Mike. I really do. I mean, Tim Montgomery said some months ago, there's nothing that she touches that she doesn't make worse. Everything, she's political poison. Everything she touches just shrivels up and dies. I can't wait to see the back of her and Hammond and the various others. But I think she's so ruthless about getting her own way. She's this complete control freak that she would rather split her own party and she would claim it's all in the national interest than see a clean Brexit take place. This is my fear anyway. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. But
no,
I bet
listen.
Try it on.
Well, I certainly think that if she, Nick, it's a great call. Thank you. I certainly think if she does lose the vote tonight, that will be the end of Theresa May. Let's talk to Craig in Oxford. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Mike. How are we going?
Yeah, not bad. What do you want to say?
I very much hope Theresa May loses the vote today, like most of the nation, for varying different reasons. My main problem at the moment, though, is the void that leaves. And the amount of people that are coming out in support of her. Now, be it that they believe truly what she's saying, or be it that they're, you know, backhanded, two-faced, and are going to vote the other way, that's not the sort of person I want anywhere near government. So as far as I'm concerned, if anyone's come out and said that they're going to be supporting Theresa May in the vote, they need to be completely disregarded for potential leadership going forward. So that includes Sally Javid and all the others that have come out. Gove don't want to be anywhere near number 10 or the cabinet, as far as I'm concerned, because they're either two-faced and sort of lily-livered, as it were, that haven't got the balls to stand up and say what they truly believe, which I think is what we need from a leader, or they believe what Theresa May was doing.
You sound to me, Craig, like when the BBC decided to not let that guy Sean Walsh onto the Strictly tour because he had so-called cheated on his girlfriend. I mean, if you're looking for politicians who are not two-faced, I think you're going to be looking for a long time, man.
Well, we can live in hope, can't we? I mean, that's what I think we need. We need an honest, you know, being an outspoken leader, you know, someone with that will come out and say what needs to be said, you know, without them being like Donald Trump, hopefully. But, you know, that's what we need. I'm fed
yes,
up
well,
with all the pomp,
I mean,
the ceremony.
I think sometimes, though, you can say to yourself, it might well be that you can't see anybody emerging as a potential leader right now. However, the leader we do have has basically got nothing left to say, has got nowhere left to go, has run out of rope and indeed road. And so, therefore, we must have somebody else. We must have change.
Yeah, she can't be out in the wind quick enough for me, I'm afraid. She should never have got the job in the first place. Her track record as Home Secretary proved that, and it's just been dismal. So hopefully tomorrow's a new day.
Fingers crossed, Craig. Thank you very much indeed. Craig in Oxford there. You can join in the debate, of course. Prime Minister's questions coming up at midday. We'll bring you some of that right here on Talk Radio. The vote tonight on whether Theresa May can remain as Prime Minister inside Committee Room 14 in the Houses of Parliament, the oak-panelled room where knives will be being thrust both in the back and in the front of all sorts of people. It happens at 6 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on Talk Radio. Let's talk, though, now to the Chief Political Commentator at The Independent, who is, of course, Mr. John Rentall. John, a very good morning. Morning to you and welcome.
Hello there.
Now, I suppose you'll be falling around laughing at the idea that I perhaps did not predict this would happen, and I did not know we would be quite where we are the day after the vote that was supposed to take Theresa May down didn't happen.
Well, except that was such an embarrassment for her that yes, it was. It seemed likely that there would be this vote of no confidence in her, whether she went ahead with the vote and lost it, or whether she dodged the vote altogether. I mean, either way, I think this is going to happen. This is likely to happen. The big question is whether she'll win it tonight. And I mean, I think she should win it, but It's dangerous to predict anything at the moment.
Well, it really is, isn't it? The danger, of course, as well, is trying to get any sense out of any Tory MP. We just had Grant Shapps sitting here who said he's going to wait and see what she says about what she brought back from Europe at 5 o'clock before he decides which way to vote. Now, I mean, I can't see what she can possibly have brought back from Europe which will be of any use to anyone.
No, she's come back empty-handed. I mean, you know, she went to see Angela Merkel, and Angela Merkel then told her MPs that you know, the treaty, the withdrawal agreement, couldn't be renegotiated. So that's pretty much the end of that. I mean, she was going to go and see the Irish Prime Minister tonight. Now she's not going to. I mean, you know, perhaps they can sort it out on the phone. But I mean, she's not going to get anything out of him. I mean, Ireland can't afford to adjust this backstop, the guarantee of an open border. So, you know, I mean, nothing's changed in the numbers of MPs on the three options on Brexit in the House of Commons, and that's not going to be changed even if she loses tonight.
No, quite. And I mean, what are you hearing from the sort of the great and the good in Westminster in terms of how they're kind of standing up and siding? Because it seems to me that there's two or three or four possible splits in the Tory party at this point. You know, not definitely on the lines of Leave or Remain, not on the lines of pro-May or anti-May. I mean, it's all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, so although there's quite an operation this morning to... among ministers and loyal MPs to come out and back the Prime Minister. And yeah, I think she's up to already up to something like 150 names. I mean, that's pretty much all she needs. I mean, if she can get over 158, then, you know, she's home and dry. And I don't believe all this talk about, well, you know, if there's more than a certain number against her, then she has to stand down. I mean, no, if she wins by one vote, I think she's going to be immensely strengthened for at least another 48 hours. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah. She may start.
And
to
what's going on? I mean, we've also been speaking to. We've been speaking to Labour MPs this morning as well, John, down here on College Green. And they're still very much keeping their powder dry. And it seems to me that they're going to now wait until the second vote on the actual bill itself, the withdrawal bill itself, at some point in January before they strike.
Well, I mean, they can strike all they like, but I mean, unless the DUP is prepared to join them, or unless some pro-EU Conservatives are likely to join them, then they can't bring the government down. I mean, the question that Labour MPs have to answer is, do they want Theresa May's deal, or do they want to postpone Brexit and hold a referendum? And those are the only two choices that it seems to me that they can accept, because they obviously don't want to leave without a deal, apart from possibly Kate Hoey and a couple of others. But I mean, you know, the Labour Party will have to decide. I mean, does it want a referendum, or does it want to just accept Theresa May's deal as the least worst option available for doing what they said they would do in their manifesto, which is leave the European Union?
No, quite. And as we prepare for what could be quite a fiery Prime Minister's questions, please tell me that Jeremy Corbyn is going to make his first question about Brexit.
It would be quite interesting if he went on universal credit today, wouldn't it? No, I think even Jeremy Corbyn is going to ask about the Prime Minister's political position. I mean, you know, he's usually quite good at his first question because that's been drafted for him. Very short and to the point, and sometimes quite witty. And that's what he needs today. But then it tends to sort of dribble into the sand a bit as he just sort of goes on about austerity and poverty and how terrible it all is, which, you know, obviously it is. But, I mean, there are times and places.
No, quite. And, I mean, do you think that this time next week we will all be looking back at today's events and thinking, it wasn't quite as exciting as we thought it was going to be?
Well, I do think there's going to be a big change if she wins the vote tonight, even if she wins it, you know, untidily, because, you know, that's it. I mean, that's the question of the Tory party leadership settled for the time being. They can't come and get her again for another 12 months. And then she's in a much stronger position, because that does take one of the sort of fantasy options off the table, which is this, you know, the idea that somehow a different personality, a different leader of the Tory party could change the numbers in the House of Commons on Brexit. So,
you know, she will be in a much stronger position. She may be able to sort of turn the narrative in her favour, say, you know, she's touched rock bottom and now it's all, you know, the only way is back upwards as she tries to fight to get her deal through Parliament. But it's still difficult to see how she does that. And so we're facing, you know, she's got a respite over Christmas, maybe, but then facing another crisis in January.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one crisis after another. John, thanks very much indeed. We should be watching with great fascination as the chamber fills up. It looks as though, as Ross Kempsel...
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.